New protests, fires, and tear gas at the American Embassy in Baghdad.
The White House blames Iran.
A threat from Kim Jong-un.
He promises a new strategic weapon.
2020 is here.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. U.S. troops have staged a show of force outside the American Embassy in Baghdad, where more demonstrators have gathered to protest deadly U.S. airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia fighters. Live to the Pentagon and correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Deborah, U.S. troops used tear gas again today when these militia supporters started a small fire. This is one of the worst attacks on a U.S. diplomatic mission in years. And the Trump administration is leaving no doubt who's to blame.
These are Iranian-sponsored, Iranian-backed, Iranian-coordinated attacks on American interests.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking to CBS's Major Garrett. In the meantime, military reinforcements are arriving for the embassy. 100 Marines from a quick reaction force are now there. The Pentagon deployed just under 700 soldiers from the 82nd Airborne overnight. They're now in the region, and additional forces could be on the way. The Trump administration has said the embassy will not be evacuated.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un is teasing a new strategic weapon in response to stalled nuclear talks with the U.S. Nuclear weapons expert Joe Cirincione.
This is likely going to be a nuclear-capable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. We're basically back in 2017, except that Kim is stronger and the global united front against North Korea's programs is weaker.
State-run media says North Korea could end a moratorium on testing nuclear weapons and missiles. It's here. A new decade has begun from coast to coast. CBS's Mara Rubin begins our team coverage in New York City.
The six-ton crystal ball dropped from One Times Square, and the seven-foot-tall 2020 numbers are now lit. And despite the rain, it was a great night. With performances by K-pop band BTS and Post Malone, the sight around me is spectacular. Rainbow confetti is raining from the rooftops down on the crowd who can't stop screaming, smiling, hugging, kissing, and taking selfies.
It is worth it, and I'm really happy.
Finally, after waiting so long, but it's so nice to start a new decade.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Plymouth, Wisconsin, the self-proclaimed cheese capital of the world. This community of about 8,600 celebrates the new year with its annual cheese drop. A 30-pound piece of aluminum cheese is lowered from a fire ladder. Dennis Schwartz founded the event.
I was watching TV and I saw this ball dropping on New York. Why not cheese in Plymouth? We're all cheese. Where she says.
Correspondent Steve Futterman rang in the new year near Los Angeles.
This is how it sounded last night as 2020 arrived in the Pacific time zone. Thousands spent the night here camping out on the sidewalks of Pasadena, assuring themselves good spots for today's Rose Parade.
I think it's fantastic. The weather is beautiful. It's not that cold. And I'm surrounded by a lot of lovely, beautiful people.
This will be the 131st edition of the parade. This year, there's a clear Latino and Hispanic flavor. The three grand marshals are all Latino women, led by the great Oscar-winning actress Rita Moreno.
I think the Hispanic community is probably going crazy with the idea of being recognized.
One of the most anticipated floats today is from the League of Women Voters. It commemorates the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. It will include a 30-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty, and one of those on the float will be a descendant of Susan B. Anthony. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Pasadena, California.
The new year is expected to bring higher prescription drug prices. According to new data, Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi will all announce increases between 4% and 6%. Affected products will include treatments for cancer, HIV, and respiratory problems. The death toll is up to at least 17 in the wildfires ravaging parts of Australia. Navy ships and military planes are bringing food, water, and fuel to towns in Victoria and New South Wales cut off by the flames.
Authorities say it'll be days, even weeks, before they can start confirming all that's been lost.
We've got a lot of fire in the landscape that we will not contain.
That's Deputy Fire Commissioner Rob Rogers, who says conditions will be made worse over the coming days, with temperatures temperatures exceeding 100 degrees with gusty wind conditions that will only fan the fires. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
Zookeeper and staff at an exotic wildlife park have saved monkeys and pandas by converting their own homes into wildlife refugee camps. Officials believe thousands of koalas have already died. There are new laws on the way, many of them aimed at protecting consumers' privacy. Live to correspondent Vicky Barker.
The California Consumer Privacy Act gives online shoppers and surfers unprecedented new control over, well, their own information. Tech expert Chris Babel.
One of the requirements of the California law is on the homepage of your site, that you actually display a button that says, do not sell my data.
In Illinois,
who will you discover at Ancestry.com?
DNA data collection firms banned from sharing customer data with health or life insurance companies. Illinois also just become the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana. And in more than 20 states, minimum wage workers are getting raises to as much as $15 an hour. Deborah.
President Trump says the government is ready to announce a new strategy to get a handle on teen vaping. He spoke about it before his New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach.
Taking it off the flavors for a period of time, certain flavors. We're going to protect our families, we're going to protect our children, and we're going to protect the industry.
The Wall Street Journal says the FDA will ban the sale of all but tobacco and menthol-flavored e-cigarettes. It was a deadly overnight at a prison in northern Mexico. The government says 16 inmates were killed in a fight at the Veronil prison in Zacatecas. One inmate was arrested with a gun. Three more weapons and knives also turned up inside. An investigation's underway into how they got there. It's curtains for a beloved musical review in San Francisco. KPIX-TV's Joe Vasquez at the very last, Beach Blanket Babylon.
Since 1974, the bombastic theater troupe has been scorching politicians and pop idols, singing and dancing about current events, which has made it an ever-changing performance. The finale concluded with a video tribute to the show's founder, Steve Silver, followed by an emotional rendition of the signature San Francisco song.
It was extremely emotional.
Tell me.
I've been seeing this show for the last 35 years, and I cannot tell you that it breaks my heart that it's no longer to be here.
He was a prominent jazz musician and a voice on the 1970s TV show Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only
His partner
bill.
Says Jack and Sheldon has died. He also served as Merv Griffin's TV talk show sidekick. Jack Sheldon was 88. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.